Hey, this is the Bud Man, and you're listening to Central Florida Real Estate Radio on News Radio 93.1 WFLA. Now to our studio and your host, local real estate expert, and my friend, Laura Peterson.
Hello, everybody, and with me today is Danielle Plume from Frontgate Realty. Welcome, Danielle.
Hello.
And we also have Chris Urban from Butler Mortgage. Welcome, Chris.
Hello.
At Frontgate Realty, your home sold, guaranteed, or we'll buy it. To discuss the sale of your home, you can call 407-566-2555. Again, that's 407-566-2555. So we've got a lot of great stuff to go over today, as usual. And one of the things that we hinted at last week was talking about this $15,000 deal that's available for down payment assistance for first-time buyers in Osceola County. It's only going to be a limited time, so we're going to talk about that today. And then we're going to talk about some reasons maybe why your house isn't selling and a lot of other good things like that. But the market is actually going pretty good. I think it seems like there's a lot of activity and everything that's happening out there. And so it is a good time. We're warming up a little bit. You know, it was a little chilly earlier this week, you know, big deal compared to what they encounter up north. But it comes down to that people are starting to think about, you know, where they want to be for the rest of the year. Mm-hmm. And so we're coming into a heavy season of when people want to buy property. And so if you're looking at buying, it's a good time to do it. And if you're looking at selling, you know, it's a good time to sell as well. So there's lots of things that happen. But I think that we'll start out. I was looking at something earlier today that was talking about mistakes that buyers make. And one of the biggest things, and Chris and I were talking a little bit before the show, is that people think they know what's going on out there based on talking to a friend or based on talking to reading something online or something, and it totally messes them up. Because when you're looking at a specific house or you're looking at something that you want to buy, I mean, they thought they were paying $5,000 less on this house than they were on that house. You know, there were two houses they were looking at. But when they were looking at all the fees that are involved, it really ended up being the same amount, and they just couldn't understand why their payment was going to be the same. But there's a lot of factors that are involved. So you can't just go online and look up, okay, I'm going to spend this amount of money on a mortgage, and then that's all my fees that I'm going to have, and everything's going to be great. There's a lot more that's involved in that. And just knowing what that is makes a big difference for the person when you're looking. So the bottom line is that, like, what we like to do is to get you set up with Chris first to make sure that you know what you're going into, that you know what your payment's going to be, that you know what you can afford and what it's going to do for that. And then when you're looking at property, you're not looking at something that you can't afford and fall in love with it and then try to make it work and stretch your budget beyond what you want it to be. And sometimes it's possible to do that because you have the means to do it. And other times it's not possible because there are regulations out there that make it so that you cannot buy something more than what the government feels like you can afford, because there are limits that they feel that you can have in regards to debt and all of those kinds of things, which we've talked about before. But being uninformed is one of the biggest mistakes that I think people make, that they just don't know. And then you go out there and you're totally disappointed because you've seen something and your heart's set on it, and it might not be for you today. It might be for another day, but it's not for you today.
Correct. Well, I get it all the time when they go on websites. You know, it'll say, you know, their estimate of a mortgage is, let's say, $800 for like a $300,000 home. I mean, it's absolutely crazy because they're not putting in, we talked about this the other day, you know, they're not calculating the HOA if there is one. They're not calculating the taxes. P&I, obviously, you know, depending on what type of loan
principal
program.
Principal interest, yeah.
You know, so they're not putting that factor in there. So then they see that and they're like, oh my gosh, well, I can afford $800 a month with no problem. But then once you get into the nitty gritty, then it's like, oh, now we're up to like a $2,000 payment, which is totally different than what they see on the online. So that's why, like you said, it's great to reach out to ourselves, reach out to Chris, So then that way we can go over that, because every house is going to be different. I mean, you could buy the same house in the same neighborhood and the taxes, believe it or not, will be different.
Right across the street, it'd be
different. Yeah. And so it's going to put you in a totally different ballpark. And it's really good to find out first before, like you said, you get upset and you get hurt and then you start feeling like, oh, it's not meant to be to buy a house, but it is. We just got to work through a couple obstacles. That's all.
That's right. Mm-hmm. So if you're just joining us, you're listening to News Radio 93.1 WFLA, the News Talk station in Orlando. I'm your host, Laura Peterson, Frontgate Realty. We are home sold, guaranteed, or I'll buy it. This is Central Florida Real Estate Radio with you every Friday at 6 p.m. and Sunday at 8 a.m. Joining me today is Danielle Pume, one of my teammates at Frontgate Realty, and Chris Urban with Butler Mortgage. Remember, if you want to reach any of us, you can call 407-566-2555. Again, that's 407-566-2555. So the first thing, the mistake that buyers make is that they assume things. And you might assume that it's going to cost too little. You might assume that it's going to cost too much. Mm-hmm. And so that's where it really, the first thing that you need to check out. And when you're looking at your budget, you need to include so many things that are out there. And like you were saying, Danielle, you have to include the insurance, the taxes, you know, the loan itself. If you've got that purchase money insurance because you haven't put 20% down. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You're going to have to do that. And then you've got utilities and that are obviously going to be there that you have to pay, that, you know, we all know that we have to have water and lights and mm-hmm. probably cable or something like it, at least internet.
Pretty close.
and then when you're going to purchase a house, there's a couple of other expenses that you have that you have to budget for too. And that's number one is an inspection, is to make sure that the house is actually what you think it is. And number two is an appraisal. And because what happens is that the bank comes in, whoever's giving you the loan, and they want to make sure that the house is worth what you think it's worth and what the seller thinks it's worth, because they're putting their money up for it and everything too. So that's something that you have to pay. So all of those things are a few hundred dollars, the appraisal and inspection, but you definitely want to do that. The next thing that you want to do is you want to look at the neighborhood. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of things to know that each neighborhood has its own mini culture, you know, whether they've got places where you can walk around. Some of them have sidewalks on both sides of the street. Some of them have sidewalks on one side of the street. Some of them have no sidewalks.
Yep.
So just knowing what's important for there, is it important to you that you have a park, that there are bike paths, that there are a community pool? All of those kinds of things are things that you need to consider. Another thing is it close to highways or transportation. You know, you have one lady that you're working with that she takes the bus everywhere, and she wants to make sure that what she buys
everywhere,
that the bus is convenient. And I mean, she's in.
I mean, she gets around. She is 85 years old, takes the city bus, and she lives currently in Orlando, but she'll travel all the way out. She's told me she's gone out to St. Cloud. She's gone out to Davenport. She's even trickled around in Sanford, all by using the bus. And so, yeah, like you said, it's got to be right close for her to walk to the bus to be able to go. Because after a day's working that, I mean, who wants to walk a couple miles to get home, you know?
Yeah. So you need to consider that kind of stuff. And then, obviously, you know, is the neighborhood safe?
Mm-hmm.
And what are the schools like, you know, if you've got that situation? And shopping, you know, how far are you going to have to drive in order to get that done? So those are all things that you need to consider when you're looking at the neighborhood. It's not just like drive in there. And we always say the best thing to do is go there at different times and different days and find out what's going on, because neighborhoods are different on the weekends than they are during the week a lot of times. And sometimes they're different at 7 o'clock at night than they are at 10 o'clock in the morning. Mm-hmm. And so just checking it out at different times and knowing what it is always good to know. Another thing that is an important thing to know is what kind of home that you want to purchase. Is it a single family? Does it have a garage or townhouses and all kinds of things? So in order to get in touch with us, call 407-566-2555. Find us online at centralfloridarealestateradio.com, and we will see you after the break.
You're listening to Central Florida Real Estate Radio with local expert and my friend Laura Peterson. And now, here's Laura.
Welcome back, everybody. With me today is Danielle Plumet from Frontgate Realty. Welcome back, Danielle.
Hello.
And we also have Chris Urban from Butler Mortgage. Welcome back, Chris.
Hello.
At Frontgate Realty, your home sold, guaranteed, or we'll buy it. To discuss the sale of your home, you can call 407-566-2555. Again, 407-566-2555. And we were talking about mistakes that buyers make, and we were talking about checking out the neighborhood and the kind of home that you want. And then you also want to make sure that the zoning is correct, too, that the zoning is right for what you want to do. A lot of HOAs and neighborhoods out there, you know, if you are driving a truck for work, you might have problems with that. And so you want to make sure that you've got that done and discussed before you move into that house, because you don't want to get fines or nasty letters from the HOA saying, what have you got that car parked in the driveway for? Because there are rules and regulations to that.
Exactly. Sometimes, too, you got to find out, you know, maybe like you just mentioned that you do have a company vehicle. So not only maybe that's not allowed, but if you can even park on the street.
Yeah.
There's some locations, you know, with HOAs that don't allow parking on the street. And maybe you already have a two car, you know, driveway, let's say, and then you've got stuff in your garage. So you are going to have that third car parked. And a lot of times it doesn't work. There's some places where I've seen you can only park like on the right side of the street. There's some places you can only park on the left side. Then there's some you can't even park at all.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of things to consider when you're looking for that.
And there's a lot of neighborhoods where you can't park on the grass.
Or the grass.
And then there's a lot of neighborhoods where people park on the grass.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And
that would irk me.
Well, it does a lot of people, but if that's something that bothers you, that's where you have to go during a lot of different times where you see what's going on, because at 10 o'clock in the morning, everybody might be gone. And then you come back at like 8 o'clock at night and you're like, what the heck happened? You know, like this just became a parking lot. Exactly. So it's really important to check all that stuff out. And then the other thing that I kind of touched on a little bit at the beginning, but you really need to check out, is that you have to pay attention to the inspections, because there's some things on an inspection report that are just said kind of so that you're aware of it. It's not really a problem, but it's something that you need to pay attention to.
Mm-hmm,
and then there's other things on the inspection report that are really serious that you should pay attention to. And a lot of times, it doesn't mean you necessarily have to throw that house away, because we can go back to the seller and say, hey, this is what's going on. What would you like to do? And we had a situation recently with the house that it had polybutylene pipes, and the seller had only lived there about a year and had no idea even that it was there. And so the buyer said, no, you know, we don't want this house because of those polybutylene pipes. Well, the seller was willing to repipe the house and pay 100% for that. And so it really wouldn't have been a problem for the buyer at all. So you'd have actually 100% new pipes in the home. But the buyer said, no, we still don't want it. And they walked away. So we ended up selling it to somebody else who, you know, they didn't care about that because they were able to, you know, get the pipes changed themselves for a lot less money. And it was no big deal. So it ended up being a win-win situation for that person. But you just, you know, I mean, I was disappointed in the first buyer that they didn't even look beyond that to know that it was going to be 100% fixed and you were going to have new pipes, so they were going to last for a long time.
Yeah, warranty.
And they would come with a warranty and you wouldn't have to worry about it. Mm-hmm. Yet that was something that they chose not to go forward with. And I'm always curious when that happens. I mean, we didn't have communication. We could communicate with the agent, but not with the buyer. But I couldn't find out that reason why that was a problem with them, because it's, you know, in my opinion, you've got 100% new pipes and you don't have to deal with it at all versus, you know, something that might be the house was 20 years old and that 20-year-old pipes. I mean, obviously you're starting over fresh, which is a great thing. So I don't completely understand sometimes when that stuff happens, but it does. And we're all human. And so what makes sense to one person does not make sense to another one.
Yeah.
So we try to figure out as much as we can and try to problem solve for people. But sometimes that just can't go to the next level for people, and that's just the way it is. Mm-hmm. So if you're just joining us, you're listening to News Radio 93.1 WFLA, the news talk station in Orlando. I'm your host, Laura Peterson, Frontgate Realty. We are home sold, guaranteed, or I'll buy it. This is Central Florida Real Estate Radio with you every Friday at 6 p.m. and Sunday at 8 a.m. Joining me today is Danielle Plume, one of my teammates at Frontgate Realty, and Chris Urban with Butler Mortgage. Remember, if you want to reach any of us, you can call 407-566-2555. Again, that's 407-566-2555. And there was something that I saw this week that I thought was really interesting, and it said, don't underestimate the importance of a garage to buyers. And I agree 100% to this. There are a lot of homes in that first-time buyer range where people have overtaken the garage and made a room out of it, sometimes legally, sometimes, you know, without a permit. But it's not that hard to change them back necessarily. But having a garage is a big deal to most people when they're looking to buy a house. They, you know, in Florida, as all of you know, is that most houses don't have basements. And so there's not a lot of place to storage. And obviously people have a lot of stuff to store because I see more and more storage places going up.
My gosh, it's like they're getting as bad as 7-Eleven.
So you see them everywhere. And so people have too much stuff. So having the garage, even if it's to store stuff, and a lot of times it's like they definitely want to put their car in there and that. And so having a garage is really a big thing to a buyer. Mm-hmm. And so if you're a seller out there or contemplating, hey, I think I'm going to overtake the garage space and not have a garage, it is a huge thing to have a garage. And what it comes down to is that it's a must-have, like there's no compromise on it, is 51% of women and 41% of men.
I think that's opposite.
I know.
I would think it'd be more men because that's sometimes their man cave. But no, I totally agree. I mean, I don't fit my cars in my garage because I just have too much stuff. But I couldn't imagine not having a garage because then I would have to spend have extra money to put something somewhere else, or I'd have to just clutter up my house with something. That would drive me nuts.
Yeah, and so it's, and I think that part of the reason is for the women being stronger is because a lot of times the garages are attached. So you feel safer if you can pull your car in and mm-hmm. then just walk in the house. And mm-hmm. so you don't have to worry about it. But it comes down to that. But the bottom line is that people want garages. So if you're out there and you're thinking, hey, I can have all this extra space and people are going to love it. Maybe it works for your circumstances, but it's not necessarily going to work for the person that wants to buy it. Mm-hmm. And I've gone into a lot of houses that people have started to look at and it didn't have a garage. And they're just like, nope. I'm out of here. They're just like, I have to have a garage. It doesn't matter. And so when you're thinking about that, I think it's something to actually look at. But it's something that you have to just be concerned about, I think, when you're looking at it. And then if you are going to transform your garage into a room, the second thing that I definitely recommend is getting a permit. Because when you go to sell a house that has unpermitted space, it just definitely causes problems for everybody. You know, they're looking at it and going, oh my gosh, what else has been done? And if the county or the city comes in and finds out that there wasn't a permit, then there are implications for the new owner that the old owner, you know, walked away from and that kind of thing. So you definitely have to get a permit when you're doing those kinds of things. Mm-hmm. And I've seen them. I actually sold a house in, where was it? It was in Winter Garden, Windermere, in that gated community over there. I don't know. I forget. But anyway, they were buying a house, and somebody had put a bathroom in the garage because they wanted another bathroom. So the new owner, it wasn't permanent or anything like that, and the new owner ended up tearing it out and putting a new one in, or just putting it back to a garage. So in order to get in touch with us, call 407-566-2555. Find us online at centralfloridarealestateradio.com, and we'll see you after the break.
You're listening to Central Florida Real Estate Radio with local expert and my friend Laura Peterson. And now, here's Laura.
Welcome back, everybody. With me today is Danielle Pume from Frontgate Realty. Welcome back, Danielle.
Hello.
And we also have Chris Urban from Butler Mortgage. Welcome back, Chris.
Hello.
At Frontgate Realty, your home sold, guaranteed, or we'll buy it. To discuss the sale of your home, you can call 407-566-2555. Again, that's 407-566-2555. So we talked a little bit about it last week and just mentioned it at the beginning of the show. There is, in Osceola County only in this area, a $15,000 down payment assistance because of the hurricane. Is that what it came as a result of? Oh, or what was it as a result of?
Well, they just say, they call it the HHF or hardest hit funds. That could be a combination of damage to from natural disasters, or it could be just a lower income levels or higher rates of non-ownerships, more rentals than home ownership. So there's multiple things that go into the play of what they consider a hardest hit area.
Okay. And there are four counties in...
Five
yeah. in Florida, and Osceola County is the one that's mm-hmm. closest to us. So I think that if you're a seller and you're in Osceola County, then this is something that's an advantage to get more people in.
Yeah.
And if you're a buyer in Osceola County, then obviously you can take advantage of it. So Chris, why don't you go ahead and explain it to
us? So a lot of people, you might see or hear this as called a Florida bond. That's typically what a lot of people will call it on like social media or the news. It is provided by the Florida Housing Corporation here in the state of Florida. It is a grant, so it is government money that is granted to this program. It's been around, you know, for years, but they don't get a lot of money for it. So the one thing I want to stress to a lot of people is need to call us as soon as possible, because they're expecting that in these five counties, which is their only $20 million, will last 6 to 8 weeks.
Wow.
And so it won't last very long. They're expecting to go that quickly. These are Duval, Hillsborough, Pasco, Osceola, and the other one's escaping me right now. But these five counties will get this share of that pot of money.
So Osceola County could take all $20 million if they want to,
If
right?
they wanted to. If yeah. everybody calls, we can Osceola County can get it all.
That's right.
Now, is there like an income price or like an income base or a mm-hmm. price limit or anything?
Yeah, so I'll kind of go over some of the basics of it. It did start March 4th, so it did start this week. You are going to get, if you can qualify for the program, you're going to get $15,000 that can be used towards your down payment and closing costs, which is really cool. So you can utilize all that and kind of just go from there, where, you know, most of the times, you know, up to about 220 or so, that 15 grand is going to cover most of it. You do have to come up with a little bit of your own money, of course, but very minimal. The good news about this program is most of the time these grants require you to pay it back if you ever sell, refinance, or move out and buy another primary home. This program, that $15,000, is forgiven 20% every year for the first 5 years. So if you keep that house for 5 years as your primary home, you will not have to pay that $15,000 back if you sell or refinance your home, which is nice.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that's great.
Which is nice. Most of the programs are you pay back whatever 100% of it. So that's you very unique to that program. There are, interesting enough, most people may not know this. So you do have to still qualify, or we have to qualify you for a conventional or FHA loan. We can do either or. We have two options for you here. And so we can get you into one of the two. You are going to be required at least a 640 credit score. That is the minimal requirement that they require for this program. And your household income. So and it changes the more people you have. So let's say you have two working adults in the household that are going to live in that home, not even necessarily on the loan, but are going to live in a home. You cannot have an income greater than $76,000.
Okay.
So there are income limits. If you make too much money, you won't qualify for the program. And again, every single person, that's for a two-family home, that's 76. So if you have a third person, that increases a little bit. We have some debt-to-income ratios. We know we talk about that a little bit on the show here and there. So when we're looking at your income, we also make sure that you fit in our box there. So we have to just make sure that according to the program, and again, conventional or FHA, they look at it differently, that we can fit you into one of the two. And we'll get that figured out at that point.
So is it different than what the normal debt to income ratios are?
Yes. So the ideal goal is to try and make the when you're getting this grant money, they want to do to their best of ability, make sure you're not going to end up foreclosing on this property. So
right.
they do limit your debt to income ratios that we're allowed to stretch you to tighter than a normal FHA or a normal conventional loan.
And so it's a little bit lower.
A little bit lower. Exactly.
Yeah. And what debt to income ratio is that's the total amount that you have to pay on a monthly payment, including, you know, all your credit cards, your car loans, your student loans, all of those kinds of things come into play. And so it's not just your housing, but it is mm-hmm. all of those other fees that you have to pay as well.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah. We're in HOA. If you find a property with HOA, we have to worry about that as well. And so we're going to put all that into play. And again, the property has to be in Osceola County. They did stress to us because there might be some zip codes that go into, like, let's say Lake and Osceola County, we touch with like Polk and Lake.
Right.
If the zip code goes into that and you find a house that's in that zip code, but in another county, it does not count or is not available for that fund.
And vice versa.
Oh,
like
okay.
Part of Championscape, for example, is in Osceola County, mm-hmm. but it has a Davenport zip code. And so that would be...
Yep.
That would be the opposite. And then I think in Poinciana,
it's the same way, yeah.
It is
Polk
where you,
Osceola,
yeah,
where you've got it in Osceola County zip code, yep. but they're actually in Polk.
Mm-hmm.
Some of it is.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So be very mindful of that as well. So like I said, I can't stress this enough. They don't expect this money to last very long. You need to call someone quickly. Is what happens is once you come to us, we see if we can qualify you. You do have to take an 8-hour course. And anybody that's going to be in a home that's an adult has to go and take it. You finalize that. And then once we know we can pre-approve you and you get a contract, then we request the funds from the Florida Housing Corporation and get those monies assigned to you ready to be used for this loan. So,
okay. So if you're just joining us, you're listening to News Radio 93.1 WFLA, the news talk station in Orlando. I'm your host, Laura Peterson, Frontgate Realty. We are home sold, guaranteed, or I'll buy it. This is Central Florida Real Estate Radio with you every Friday at 6 p.m. and Saturday at 8 a.m. Joining me today is Danielle Pume, one of my teammates at Frontgate Realty, and Chris Urban with Butler Mortgage. Remember, if you want to reach any of us, you can call 407-566-2555. Again, 407-566-2555. So when you're looking to qualify yourself and you have to do this 8-hour class, is it available online or do you have to go to see somebody specifically like on a Saturday or something like that?
From my understanding, for these particular down payment assistance programs, they don't have online versions where you do have to go sit in a location, you know, so Saturday or Sunday. Usually they kind of coordinate with, 30, 40 people in a class.
So,
oh, that's cool.
So what you need to do is because I do think this money is going to go really quick. They think in a number of weeks. Is
mm-hmm.
that what they're thinking?
That's what they're predicting.
So if you are interested in this, I think that the thing that you should do is call us immediately. So even if we have to figure out how we can get a class that you can get in fairly quickly so you can get this and take advantage mm-hmm. of this, because this is $15,000
yeah.
towards down payment assistance. Again, you're saying that your credit score has to be 640 or greater.
Mm-hmm.
For two people household that work, then $76,000 roughly is the income of what your maximum that you can have. But the beauty of this is that for every year that you live in this house, they forgive 20% of that $15,000. So after 5 years, you owe nothing back
mm-hmm.
of
wow,
this
$15,000.
Awesome.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to be taken up by somebody. So why not you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
You
yeah.
know, is the way that it is. If you're interested, obviously, in living in Osceola County, because that is that's one of the requirements.
Yep.
Is that it's in Osceola County. So for those of you out there that are interested in it, then, I mean, I would be on this like white on rice that you need to do it right mm-hmm. away in order to take advantage of this, because it is just a limited time thing. The Florida bond is out there. It's less money than that. It's usually about $7,500.
Yep.
You have to have a similar credit score,
and you have to
pay it back.
Yep.
Yep.
So this is just one of those things that's out there that's available right now, just started. So I think it's important for anybody that wants to take advantage of it. So in order to get in touch with us, call 407-566-2555. Find us online at CentralFloridaRealEstateRadio.com, and we will see you after the break.
You're listening to Central Florida Real Estate Radio with local expert and my friend Laura Peterson. And now, here's Laura.
Welcome back, everybody. With me today is Danielle Pume from Frontgate Realty and Chris Urban from Butler Mortgage. Welcome back, Chris.
Hello.
Hey.
At Frontgate Realty, your home sold, guaranteed, or we'll buy it to discuss the sale of your home. You can call 407-566-2555. Again, 407-566-2555. I almost forgot to get your little 2 cents in there, Danielle.
Oh, that's cool. You'll get it throughout the show.
Exactly.
Whether you like it or not.
That's right. Oh, we all like it. The thing is that there was one more thing we were talking about during the break, Chris, that you said that in Osceola County right now there's a SHIP program that is out there that is a much harder to qualify than the $15,000, but that's something that you can get a crazy amount of money from.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the so Osceola County, and most counties have it. So if you don't live in Osceola County,
they
used to call them neighborhood stabilization programs, but they're more or less programs for the county only, and they each get a smaller amount of money, but a grant funds as well to help. In Osceola County, what they just rolled out is a potential. They have three tiers of what your income level is. So they call it like very low, low, and moderate income. And then how many people you have in your household. Again, all these programs kind of are income restricted. And so Osceola County SHIP, depending on what your income level is, can give you $20,000, $30,000, and even $60,000. That last tier is $60,000. And so that is available. It is a much tighter window. They want to make sure that when this money is granted to you for the assistance to buy a house, that at all possible stops of keeping you from foreclosing on or losing this home.
Right.
And so they have tight debt to income ratios. Interesting enough, they depend on us to qualify them credit score wise. So there is no minimal credit score requirement for them. We just got to be able to say, yes, we can do an FHA or conventional VA. We can even do VA with it. And so it's a very unique program. I think that if you're in Osceola County, which you don't have to be an Osceola County resident currently, you just have to buy a home in Osceola County to be able to qualify for the program.
And like you said, there are in other counties too. There are,
correct,
you know, those things available. So they're all a little different, but specifically we're talking about Osceola County today. So when you're talking about that, so would somebody that's on disability income or something like that, would they qualify, or would that income mm-hmm. qualify? Because I know that's where we have a lot of problems, mm-hmm. where we have people that they are on a fixed income or anything or something like that, and it's not necessarily a lot, and they would like to own a home, but they can't because mm-hmm. that's all that they have, and it's, you know, obviously it's consistent,
mm-hmm.
but is that something that, like, the kind of people that can qualify for this program?
Yeah, so anybody that's receiving, you know, whether it's Social Security or any form of government assistance, that definitely does not disqualify you from any type of loan program, even these grants.
Right.
It's just, again, we have to be able to fit you in, I guess, kind of like a box, right? So
right.
We got to be able to look further what they want us to fit you into. And so if you come to me and say, here's what my income is, then I will tell you, okay, per your income and per their guidelines, here's what you can do.
Right. And the thing is that these programs, they come about every year, but the money runs out.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the biggest thing. So they're available for a period of time. But then, like I said, it's like obviously people are taking advantage of it. And so that grant is gone for the year. And then the next year they... Mm-hmm. roll out something else. So, and I do know that in Orange County, they have had a similar type of situation mm-hmm. and everything for sure. And so if you are in a different county and you're interested in that, then please let us know. And we're more than happy to, you know, investigate it for you and let you know what is possible for you.
City of Orlando has one as well.
Right.
If you're buying inside of city limits.
Right.
You know, so because usually the county can only do it for the county. So any tax codes for, like, let's say Orlando.
Yeah.
They have their own little tax codes, and so that you can't use Orange County's money for Orlando, but you can use the Orlando grant funds they have for those tax codes.
Right. So if you're just joining us, you're listening to News Radio 93.1 WFLA, the news talk station in Orlando. I'm your host, Laura Peterson, Frontgate Realty. We are home sold, guaranteed, or I'll buy it. This is Central Florida Real Estate Radio with you every Friday at 6 p.m. and Sunday at 8 a.m. Joining me today is Danielle Pume, one of my teammates at Frontgate Realty, and Chris Urban with Butler Mortgage. Remember, if you want to reach any of us, you can call 407-566-2555. Again, that's 407-566-2555. So, you know, these programs are all available for first-time buyers. So there is hope out there for all of you if you're a first-time buyer and haven't bought anything yet and you're looking at it. And the interesting thing is that if you haven't owned a home in the last 3 years is usually what you're considered a first-time buyer. Mm-hmm. So if you've gone 3 years without owning a home, then you're considered a first-time buyer, can qualify for some of these programs. And they are a limited amount of money that's available because it doesn't grow on trees, but it is available. And so we think that if you do have the opportunity, you might as well take advantage of it. So I think we'll shift gears a little bit now and talk a little bit about sellers, because we've been talking a lot about buyers today. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that is really important for a seller is that you do have to prepare for a showing when it is going to happen, you know, to your house. And the number one thing that you have to do is that, and the reason that you have to do that is because first impressions are so critical. Mm-hmm. What happens when people drive up and look at the house? If they don't like the neighborhood, your house might be the best one on the block, but if they don't like the neighborhood, they're still not going to purchase your home, and there's nothing that you can do about it. But you want to make the best impression that you can. And if you have the worst looking house on the block, then they're going to make an offer that reflects that as well.
Yeah.
And so you definitely want to have that great first impression both outside and inside. I've had a lot of people that we've walked into a house and they walk into the door and they're like, we just don't need to go any further.
Yeah, and it could be the house.
Yeah. Right?
Because they just get so turned off by just from what they walk into.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So you need to put your best foot forward. And if that means possibly painting or doing little things that you have to do, then that's something that is better to do. The first thing is cleanliness, though. Cleanliness, we can't say enough. You know, it's like if somebody, you know, if somebody comes into your house and they see dust everywhere. It's like stuff that you walk by all the time and you don't see it because you're used to it.
Yep.
But you have to look at your house from fresh eyes and see it as the buyer would and pretend that that's what you're doing. Like you're looking at your house fresh. And then that would be the first thing that you want to do. The next thing is less is more. And we're constantly talking about this and that. But the thing is that if you would take a picture of your house when you walk in the door, you will see a lot of things that you normally don't see. You'll see stuff that's cluttered that is just laying around that you don't realize it again because it's normal and people come in and drop their stuff or whatever and you're just going, oh my gosh, you know, when you look at that picture, this is really crazy. So you really have to look at it and take a picture in your mind that way. The next thing after that is repairs. And that is if there's something that's obvious, then it's something that you need to do. I was recently looking at a house that was a $1 million house and they had a wine refrigerator, and it was broken. Mm. And people that are in that price range and they look at it and they go, well, why is it broken? I mean, maybe you don't drink wine or whatever, but still the fact that it's there and it's broken is something that's a big deal. So the seller did fix it and made a difference in what people thought, because it's like you look at it and you go, oh, well, that's not fixed. So what else isn't fixed?
Mm-hmm.
And so that's something, little things count. It's obvious, it's easy to improve the appearance of any room. You might need to replace worn rugs or small pillows or put new towels in the bathroom. I mean, when you make the house look fresh and clean and pull it all together, that's really what it's all about.
Yeah.
It goes a long way. And so you want to have that kind of impression. I mean, there's things that you can't change on a house, like you can't necessarily change walls and all that kind of thing.
Open concept or something, but no.
But everything else, there's a lot of things you can do.
So Take care of it.
In order to get in touch with us, call 407-566-2555. Find us online at centralfloridarealestateradio.com. And we will see you next week. Have a great one, everybody.
Have a good one.
Have a good one.